Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth, but nobody else will. Somebody has to do it. I'm the guy. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Three things you need to know this hour. Number one, massive wind farms causing major disruptions for people who claim the vibrations are destroying their homes, home values, and ruining their quality of life, plus peace and quiet, too. Number two, Joe Biden denies he ever issued a transgender whatever day on Easter Sunday, which is weird because he signed the proclamation to that very point, which has to make you ask, did he really put it out or did he just forget? And number three, the murders of a young woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ruby Garcia, at the hands of an illegal alien, the focus of many conversations, not just in Michigan, but in other communities, hit by the violence of illegal aliens in their towns. The economy also top of the list of concerns that will be addressed today when Donald Trump visits Michigan and Wisconsin. Of course it will be. It's important. Here's another endorsement of Bidenomics from the folks. Listen to this.
Now, according to Help of Beaufort, there are 15,000 people in Beaufort County who are food insecure, and the line of people in need seems to be growing.
I think a big misconception with pantries is, you know, people think that only low-income people come to pantries or homeless people, especially, you know, with the rise of gas prices, food prices and everything. We're having a lot of people come in that are working a couple of jobs that are still having trouble making ends meet.
Yeah. There it is. You can't eat because there are people that are not getting enough money. They can't make ends meet. These, listen to me. These food banks, these charities, these small charities need your help. And I appreciate the fact that you might give to some of these bigger charities. Samaritan's Purse, one that we give. Took me a second to remember that. Was Samaritan's Purse, one that Ivy and I give to, right? Great organization, and I appreciate what they do, so we support them, right? But it's the small charities, the charities that do $250,000 a year or less that are really hurting. The ones that are in your community. Could be a food bank or a shelter or a place that you can get, you know, used clothes for people that need it. Number one item, by the way, socks. This is Bidenomics applied. This is Bidenomics applied. They can sit there and windbag and pontificate about what a wonderful job they've done and the billions of jobs they've added and how everything's flush and everybody's doing great. It's just not true, especially on the lower end of the ladder. Take a closer look and you will understand. These small charities need your help. Look around your community. Find out what the food bank is. Find out what their needs are. Help them out. I'm telling you right now, the need is great. The need is great. In York and all over this country. Because people, well, they're struggling. Most people couldn't survive a $500 emergency today. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But for those of you that can, an extra $20 to a food bank or $100 if you can squeeze it could really make a huge difference to people that are struggling to make it. So I urge you to do your best to support those that are doing their best in your community. That's Bidenomics for you. And by the way, how about some Olympic-level gaslighting from a Biden campaign surrogate? Listen to this.
And you can compare. The thing about this election is that we actually have receipts on both ends. So we can compare the records. And on every metric, Joe Biden comes out on top. You look at the economy, 15 million jobs, 800,000 manufacturing jobs, the work that he's done to lower costs for Americans, bringing American manufacturing back. Joe Biden delivered where Donald Trump failed.
There it is. Joe Biden delivered where Donald Trump failed. Yeah, right? That's what he's telling you. He delivered, Donald Trump failed, and Bidenomics is the greatest thing we've ever seen, right? But you know better than that. That's why I urge you, support those local charities. I'm going to be telling you this more in the days to come because they need your help. They need your support. It's the small charities that really got hurt during COVID. Closed, boxed out, donations fell. And they are the ones closest to home for you. And I don't know where it is where you live, but go look. Find the food bank. Find the shelter. Find the place where people can get clothes secondhand, whatever it might be. you can make a difference, right? Maybe it's Goodwill. Maybe it's some other charity I'm not familiar with the name in your neighborhood. Please seek it out. People need your help today, thanks to Joe Biden and Bidenomics. Speaker Mike Johnson questions, and it's funny, I just mentioned this, and I see the headline is the same over here. Speaker Johnson asking the same question I am. If Joe Biden says, well, I didn't sign that on transgender, was it Visibility Day? And Joe Biden says, I didn't do that. Well, you did. And if he didn't, did he not know what he did or not remember what he did? Joe, you insulted. Well, Transgender Identity, whatever it is, Day shows up every year on March 31st, and sometimes it falls on Easter. Well, then move it. Then move it. Because I'm going to guess it doesn't randomly fall on a Muslim holiday because they wouldn't put up with it. Because they would reject that. You know, when asked during the White House Easter Roll Monday about Johnson claiming on X that Joe Biden, an alleged devout Catholic, betrayed Easter tenants, the president accused the speaker of being thoroughly uninformed and saying, I didn't do that. Well, except that the presidential document reads, in part, I, Joseph R. Biden, do hereby proclaim March 31, 2024 is Transgender Day of Visibility. Joe, you did that. It's right here. You did that, Joe. So it's just another creepy discrepancy of people that, yeah, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. And there's proof positive. He signs these things and has no idea what's happening. Frightening days indeed. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea seems to be on the brink any given day. Iran getting bombed yesterday by Israel. It's sitting there with a hair trigger. A lot of global instability, to say the least, as we ourselves plunge into the heart of the election season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from major setback possibilities in the economy? You know, it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold, and Birch Gold Group can help you with that. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty and is an important part of diversifying your savings. Here's how Birch Gold can help make it part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Gruber to 989898 for a free information kit. With an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of satisfied customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Silver, a good investment as well. Text Gruber to 989898 and claim your free information kit. Protect your savings with precious metals today. That's Gruber to 989898 and claim your free information kit. Protect your savings with precious metals today. Coming up, Alex Nestor, investigative fellow at Parents Defending Education. How much Chinese influence is in the classroom today? We'll find out after the break.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org.